From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Canada today, more specifics emerged about the alleged terrorist plot that was broken up by police over the weekend. 10 of the 17 people who were arrested appeared in court near Toronto. The lawyer for one of the men told reporters that allegations against his client included plans to behead Canada's prime minister. The court has postponed bail hearings until later in the month. There are also new details about the international investigation that led police to this group of men. We'll have more on that in a few moments. First, North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann in Toronto.
The charges were detailed following a bail hearing this morning in the Toronto suburb of Brampton. 10 adult suspects were brought to court. And according to defense attorney Gary Bavizar, his client, Stephen Vikash Chand, is accused of plotting an attack on Canada's parliament and planning to take over media outlets, including the studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
The allegations, as you've reported, are quite serious, including storming and bombing of various buildings and there's an allegation, apparently, that my client personally indicated that he wanted to behead the Prime Minister of Canada.
Bavizar spoke outside the bail hearing. According to press reports citing official sources, the group also planned to blow up a major building in Canada and go on a shooting rampage in a public place. Bavizar criticized the government's handling of this case. He accused officials of fear-mongering.
It appears to me that whether you're in Ottawa or Toronto or Crawford, Texas or Washington, D.C., what is wanting to be instilled in the public is fear.
No information was released at the hearing on 5 teenagers who were allegedly involved due to privacy laws protecting minors. 3 other men, all in their 20s, have been charged with importing weapons and ammunition for the purpose of terrorist activity. 6 men have also been charged with intending to cause a deadly explosion. Canadian officials say they moved to arrest the suspects on Friday after they acquired 3 tons of ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that can be used to make a powerful explosive. 2 of the men are already serving jail terms for attempting to smuggle firearms from the U.S. into Canada. More details have also emerged about Kayum Jamal. The 43-year-old man is accused by some here of using soccer games and other sporting events to recruit and indoctrinate younger members of the alleged terror cell. Jamal was apparently angered by Canada's decision to send troops to Afghanistan. Tariq Fatah with the Muslim Canadian Congress says Jamal was known in the community as someone who spread hatred.
You know, these are the guys who go from mosque to mosque, pick on youth and tell them that real life comes after death. So it's people who are pushing a death cult in the Muslim community.
Mike McDonald, Deputy Commissioner for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, told the Associated Press that more arrests are likely. Meanwhile, officials in the U.S. stepped up the alert level along the U.S.-Canada border. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Toronto.